You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government also announced increased visa application fees, some of them now more than double the previous cost. The government says this change will make Immigration New Zealand entirely self-sufficient, no longer at any cost to the taxpayer. However, the projected gain for this fee increase is four times as much as Immigration New Zealand currently spends annually. While the increased funding is expected to be reinvested in improving services, the actual impact or allocation is currently unknown. Additionally, increased fees may deter potential applicants and increase costs to businesses looking to hire employees from overseas. The change may therefore reduce the number of overseas teachers and healthcare professionals, among other staff. I spoke to CEO of Immigration Advisory Group AIMS and Chair of the New Zealand Association of Migration and Investment, Aranima Dingra, about the changes and their impact on immigration. So today we're going to be talking about the raised fees on visa applications to Aotearoa New Zealand. What is the issue that the government is trying to address with these changes?
As it was said when the government came into power, the intent was to make New Zealand a self-funded, Immigration New Zealand a self-funded agency. Previously wasn't, and what the government was trying to do was look at Australia and try and bring our fees up to align with Australia to try and make it self-funded. So I think that's the intent behind what's being done.
There's worries that this change could potentially lower our attractiveness as a destination when compared to other countries like Australia or Canada. What do you think about that?
I mean, yes, there is definitely that worry amongst all stakeholders, including us. What I always say is that, you know, New Zealand is an attractive destination, but we have our own pros and cons when people look at New Zealand. They have different motivations to come here. So we need to be very careful when we are increasing fees, particularly in certain products and certain services. We need to be very mindful of what we're giving back to the migrant or the employer in return. Are we giving them more consistent decisions? Are we giving them more faster timelines? Other products like students, especially for students coming to study master's programs in New Zealand, what New Zealand offers is really unique around the world. We offer a post-study pathway, lots of points for residents. And even if we increase the fees further for a student product, I don't think that that would really reduce the numbers for students. But it is not one scale kind of fits everything else kind of approach.
Could this change affect the numbers of skilled migrants arriving here, like teachers, doctors, and such?
I mean, 100%. There will be some thought given to this by migrants choosing New Zealand, because New Zealand is clearly positioning, ourselves to be an exclusive kind of destination where you do need to fork out quite a bit of money to come here. What I do expect is that if we can really make it a two-way street, our fees is increased, but actually you get, you know, faster residence processes for the teachers or secondary teachers or nurses or whoever we want here. Even though we've got, you know, the first priority queue and the straight to residence, there are delays and there's a time frame for that to happen. I think there is a give and take, and that's what I'm reminding the government. The operationalizing after the fee increases on the 1st of October of the changes and how long it takes is going to be critical to kind of keep New Zealand on that at par with those other countries.
And do you think we'll see that increase in improvement in services, you know, with the fee increases expected to bring in around four times the amount Immigration NZ currently spends annually? Do you think we'll see that reflected in the results?
To be really honest, I am quite sceptical. I saw another article on the government website, the budget website, yesterday that said even though the intention, you know, we were told was to make Immigration New Zealand a self-funded department, the proposed revenue from fee increases is actually included as part of savings and revenue to fund tax relief. So I'm actually not very sure where the savings are going to go. And to be really honest, for those of us that have been in the immigration industry for a long time, we know that immigration's operationalizing things and keeping it sort of the pendulum in the middle and not swinging in the extreme directions has been an issue. So I am skeptical.
And do we think that this change, you know, overall will bring benefits or downsides to the immigration sector?
Well, like I said, I think there will definitely be some employers that will be discouraged. You look at, even if you look at the employers that are applying for their reaccreditation now, That's a huge drop in the original employers that got accredited 2 years ago. So in itself, the number of employers applying to renew their accreditation has dropped. That means the employers that are trying to bring workers into New Zealand has dropped, which in turn means that the revenue coming into Immigration New Zealand has also dropped. So there are certain repercussions that will come out of this, and I think the government really needs to be careful. It is going to deter some employers that now have to put a much larger budget to bring their employees from overseas.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I think I've covered a lot of ground. Time is going to tell what happens. I know that the aspirations are that, you know, we want to be at par with Australia, but the reality is we're a great country, but we are not Australia. Our economy is slightly more volatile. So I think we just need to be very mindful of, we do have some amazing advantages, and yeah, I think we just need to be very careful in how this is calibrated and delivered.
That was Chair of the New Zealand Association of Migration and Investment, Aronima Dingra, speaking to me about changes to visa application fees.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.